We are counting down to the big game, an awesome display of courage and skill. There will be drama and glory. The big moment is almost here. Oh, yeah, and the Super Bowl is happening, too. Joining me now is Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
Okay, so there is a big game happening today. There's the puzzle, but there's also the Super Bowl. Do you have a dog in this fight?
Actually, I don't. How about you?
Will, come on. Really? You're not even going to watch?
I will watch for the ads.
Okay, fair enough. I used to live in Seattle, so I am rooting for the Seahawks. Okay, so what was last week's challenge, Will?
Yes, it came from listener Ben Bass of Chicago. I said, name someone who welcomes you in, insert the letter U somewhere inside this, and you'll name something that warns you to stay away. Who is this person, and what is this thing? Well, the person is a bellboy, as at a hotel, and if you put a U inside it, you get a bell buoy, B-U-O-Y, which warns you of danger at sea.
So this was a little tricky. We got 125 correct answers, and our winner this week is William Porth from Charleston, West Virginia. He joins us on the line now. Hi, William. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
So how'd you figure this one out?
Well, a buoy is a warning device occurred to me rather quickly, but buoy didn't make a lot of sense. And then the next day, it occurred to me, you know, maybe I could add some modifiers to that, and then bell buoy.
And what's life like in Charleston, West Virginia?
Well, I'm a lawyer, and I'm getting on in years, so it's kind of peaceful.
And do you have a question for Will Shortz, William?
I do. Will, you don't often mention jigsaw puzzles, and I wondered if there are any designers or makers of jigsaws that you think highly of.
Huh, interesting. Well, the puzzles by Stave are famous and beautifully made. I tell you, I am obsessive on jigsaw puzzles. I cannot leave one half done. So if I start like at 11 o'clock at night, I will not go to bed till it's done.
William, you like jigsaw puzzles?
I do very much, and I think highly of Stave as well.
All right, let's move on. Let's play the puzzle, which sometimes I'm good at and sometimes I'm not. But William, are you ready to give it a shot?
Sure.
All right, William and Rachel. Every answer today is a made-up two-word phrase in which you switch the second and third letters of the first word to get the second word. For example, if I gave you the clue, a serene bivalve, you would say calm clam, switching the second and third letters of calm to get clam.
You ready, William?
Yeah, I'll try.
All right, number one, a lab container in a Colorado ski town.
Gosh, a veil vial.
That's it. Number two, the only fruit used to make a gin fizz.
A soul something?
Yeah, just switch the O and the L.
A soul slow.
Slow is it, yeah. A bonus benefit at a nursery school. The first word is hyphenated. Well, first of all, what do you call a kind of school from before age 5?
Nursery school.
We've got preschool.
Preschool.
And you call it pre-K.
Pre-K.
Perk.
Perk is it.
Wow.
Good.
Okay.
Personal journal from a milkmaid.
A dairy diary.
That's it. Cunningly inane.
Gosh, that seems tough.
What's another five-letter? What's a five-letter synonym for inane?
Silly.
Yes. That's it. Switch those letters.
Slightly silly.
Slightly silly, is it? A skater on wheels who has less hair on his head.
A balder blader.
That's it. A thin piece of a precious metal.
Thin piece of precious metal.
It's not gold, so it's
a silver sliver.
Yeah.
A silver sliver. A person who sings love songs while he performs autopsies.
It's an odd image. Serenader?
No. And who's the person who performs autopsies in seven letters?
Gosh, I'm drawing a blank. Help me, Rachel.
Okay. Coroner, right?
Yes.
A coroner crooner.
Yeah.
A coroner crooner is it. And your last one, an ideal government official in France or Japan.
France or Japan?
Yeah. It's the name of an official in just those two countries, I think. First of all, what's a seven-letter word for ideal?
Perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, a perfect prefect.
A perfect prefect. Nice job.
Ooh, that was a tough one. William, you did a great job.
Well, thanks. I got some.
You got some. I think you got most. I think you did really well.
With many clues.
For playing the puzzle today, you get a weekend edition lapel pin and all kinds of puzzle books and games. You can read all about your prizes at npr.org/puzzle. And William, where do you hear us? What's your public radio station?
WVPB in Charleston, West Virginia.
WVPB in Charleston, West Virginia. William Porth of Charleston. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle, William.
I loved it. Thank you.
All right, Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yeah, it's a spinoff of the on-air puzzle. Think of a well-known place name in the U.S. in four letters. Switch the second and third letters to get a well-known place name in Europe. What is it? So again, a well-known place name in the United States in four letters. Switch the second and third letters to get a well-known place name in Europe. What places are these?
Okay, when you've got the answer, go to npr.org/puzzle. Find that Submit Your Answer link. Click on it. Just one entry per person, please. And we need to have your answers by Thursday, February 5th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we will give you a call and you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times. And he is Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Mr. Will Shorts. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.